This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
And so the daily devotionals continue. And so this series, this wonderful series, Being Like Christ, and part 27, continues. I want you to picture the scene. There's a room upstairs with a wooden table and quite a few chairs around the table. And there are 12 men. And there is one man in the middle, who, when you gaze upon him, knowing that he is perfection personified, he's been teaching you for 3 years. You followed him everywhere. You followed him everywhere, and you will continue to follow him wherever he took you. Why? Because he draws you. At this point, you don't know why he draws you. At this point, you don't know why he is so charismatic. But you follow him, and you'd followed him to this room, this upper room, and there you sit, and you gaze upon him with love pouring from your eyes, and still you don't know why you love him so. You've listened to him talking. You've listened to what he has said to you. And you know this, all you want to do is to be just like him. You want to emulate him. You want to copy his every move because of who he is. And still, you're not sure why. Jesus knew, says verse 3 of John's Gospel and the 13th chapter. Jesus knew that the Father had given him authority over everything. Say everything. Everything. And that he would come from God and would soon return to God. So he got up from the table, took off his robe, wrapped a towel around his waist, and poured water into a basin. Then he began to wash the disciples' feet, drying them with a towel he had around him. Wow. In that culture, it was unheard of. Only servants did that. Yet here was Jesus, behaving like a servant to his disciples. Jesus is doing this in the knowledge that one of the 12 is going to betray him with a kiss of love upon his cheek. And he will be betrayed, and he will be taken away, and he will be tortured first of all. And then he will be executed. An horrific execution as well. Instead of being tied with rope as they were, Jesus was nailed to the cross. With huge, unhewn nails that were rammed into his hands. And rammed into his feet too. He had already suffered a flogging. He had been flogged 39 times beforehand. Jesus knew this. When he was washing the disciples' feet, he knew what was to come. His Father had revealed it to him. But when John says, Jesus knew that the Father had given him authority over everything. Know this. Jesus knew that he could put a stop to this any second. He could stop all of this instantaneously. But he didn't. For when he was in the garden before this took place, he said to his Father, "Take this cup away from me. I don't want to drink its poison." And then he said these words. He said, "But not my will, yours be done." Jesus washed the feet of his disciples, and he loved them as he did it. Jesus became the servant. We look later. And Peter said, "Lord, you're going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You don't understand what I am doing, but one day, someday, you will." "No," Peter protested, "you will never wash my feet." And Jesus replied, "Unless I wash you, you won't belong to me." Simon Peter exclaimed, "Then wash my hands and my head as well, Lord, not just my feet." Such was Peter's love for his Lord Jesus. But we live in an age now, beloved, where that doesn't happen. We live in an age where we wash our own feet in the shower, in the bath, whatever we're doing. We live in that age. But I want to be like Jesus. I want to be more like Jesus. So I have determined this. I will begin to wash feet. I will begin that process to wash feet, and especially wash the feet of those that I love. So, so important. You see, we're called, now we're being called to be like Jesus. So what does that mean? Well, when I look at this process of washing feet, I think of the servant heart. I think of the heart that was in Jesus when he was doing just that. He was reversing the process. Instead of being the King of Kings, who he is, he became the lowest of the low, and he became the servant. And he was showing his disciples, it's not all about lording yourself over other people. It's not all about you bossing other people about. It's not all about you who are in leadership being leaders. For I believe this, if you want to be a true leader, you have to begin with being a servant. And I say this so softly because I don't want to be in a place of accusatory manner. I don't want to accuse you, but I want to bring to you a point said in love that unless you are a servant, I don't see how you can be a leader. Unless you have a servant heart, I don't see how you can lead. And therefore, your heart needs to be melted so you are prepared to be a servant. You are prepared to serve. Always to serve. The least first. Be a servant, beloved. Be like your Lord Jesus. As he washed the feet of his disciples, he washed the feet in a sign of servanthood. He washed the feet in a sign of love for his beloved disciples. And I believe the time has come when we must make that decision that we will become servants. I want to wash the feet of those that I love. I want to wash the feet of those whom I love with all my heart, because I want to serve them. Oh Lord, just that very thought, just that very thought brings joy to my heart. Beloved, let's emulate our Lord. Let's begin to serve those we need to serve without complaining, without moaning. Let's put ourselves out for a change. And let's serve those who need to be served. And let us do it with the love of Jesus flowing through our hearts. Let us do it without thought of reward or recognition. Let's do it because we need to do it. Let's wash the feet of those we love. Heavenly Father, thank you for this teaching on being a servant. Thank you, Father, for the example that your Son Jesus brought to us on that day in the upper room before he was taken. Lord God, we give you the honor and we give you the glory and we give you the power that is due your holy name. And we say, Yeshua, we adore you. Lord God, we worship you. Teach us, Lord, to become servants. In Jesus' name, amen.